Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Kethulena with the evening news. The headlines. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar says organ donation is the highest moral exemplification of human nature. Indian Medical Association writes letter to Prime Minister Narendra Modi seeking law for safety of healthcare professionals. Food Safety and Standards Authority of India launches project to combat microplastic contamination in Indian food, and advisor to Chief Minister Abu Mehta highlights Nagaland's rich cultural heritage at Melbourne. Now the news in detail. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today highlighted the profound significance of organ donation, describing it as a spiritual activity and the highest moral exemplification of human nature. He emphasized that organ donation goes beyond physical generosity, reflecting the deepest virtues of compassion and selflessness. Addressing a gathering at an event organized by Jain Social Group Central Sansthan Jaipur and Dadiji Day Dan Samiti Delhi to honor families of body donors in Jaipur today, the Vice President urged citizens to make a conscious effort towards organ donation, turning it into a mission that aligns with the noble tradition of serving humanity. Highlighting World Organ Donation Day's theme, Be the Reason for Someone's Smile Today, Dhankar encouraged everyone to make a personal and family commitment to the noble cause of organ donation. Dhankar emphasized upon the significance of the human body as a means of achieving the greater good, and highlighted that one's body can become a tool for widespread societal welfare. Expressing concern over the growing virus of commercialization in organ donation, Dhankar emphasized that organs should be donated out of thought for society and not for fiscal gain. The Indian Medical Association, IMA, has written to Prime Minister Narendra Modi regarding the incident at R.G. Carr Medical College and has sought his intervention to bring a central law to check violence against healthcare personnel. The IMA has demanded that the security protocols of all hospitals should be in line with airports. It also demanded that hospitals be declared as safe zones, with the first step being mandatory security entitlements. In its letter, the IMA has requested for meticulous and professional investigation of the crime within a specific time frame and prompt justice. It has also called for appropriate and dignified compensation for the bereaved family and has asked for improved working conditions for doctors. Food Safety and Standards Authority of India, FSSAI, today launched an innovative project to tackle the growing concern of microplastic contamination in food. The primary objectives of the project include developing standard protocols for micro, nanoplastic analysis, conducting intra and inter-laboratory comparisons, and generating critical data on microplastic exposure levels among consumers. This study is being implemented in collaboration with leading research institutions across the country, including CSIR, Indian Institute of Toxicology Research, Lucknow, ICAR, Central Institute of Fisheries Technology, Kochi, and Birla Institute of Technology and Science, Pilani. Findings from the project will not only inform regulatory actions, but also contribute to global understanding of microplastic contamination. The documentary film Headhunting to Beat Boxing, produced by Grammy, Oscar and BAFTA Awards winner Dr. A.R. Rahman, was world premiered at Melbourne in Australia. Also present at the event were advisor to Chief Minister of Nagaland and Aiden, Chairman Abu Mehta, and Chairman of TAFMA, Teja Meru, who are the executive producers of the film. Speaking at the world premiere and in interactions during the festival talks and conversations, Mehta dwelt on the rich history and heritage of the Naga tribes, which are reflected in the songs and dances of the various tribes. He also highlighted the age-old festivals of the Naga tribes and gave an overview of the Hornbill Festival, which he described as a legendary celebration of the Naga way of life and an exhibition of the creativity, energy and vibrancy of Naga youth. Mehta invited the global community to come and experience the Festival of Festivals and better appreciate the way Nagas are positively contributing towards the good of humanity. Meanwhile, TAFMA chairman Teja Mehru stated that the real heroes of the film are the musicians and the artists of Nagaland. Mehru hoped that the film will take the Nagaland narrative and the music industry of the state to an all-new level and reach our talents to international platforms. This news comes to you from Akashvani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIN News Kohima. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said Citizenship Amendment Act does not take away the citizenship rights of any religion. Rather, the act offers respect and justice to the Indian refugees along with their citizenship. The minister was speaking after awarding citizenship certificate to 188 expatriates at a function in Ahmedabad today. Shah criticized previous Congress government for neglecting the Hindu and other minority expatriates for vote bank and appeasement politics. He reiterated Modi government's commitment for implementation of CAA across the country. Earlier, the minister inaugurated various developmental works of Ahmedabad Municipal Corporation worth over 1,000 crore rupees in Ahmedabad. Central Consumer Protection Authority, CCPA, has imposed penalty of 3 lakh rupees on Sriram's IAS for publishing false and misleading advertising regarding the result of UPSC Civil Service Exam 2022. Ministry of Consumers Affairs, Food and Public Distribution said the decision was taken to protect and promote the rights of consumers as a class and ensure that no false or misleading advertisement is made of any goods or services. In view of violation of Consumer Protection Act 2019, the CCPA, headed by Chief Commissioner Nidhi Khare and Commissioner Anupam Mishra, has issued an order against Sriram's IAS to discontinue misleading advertisement with immediate effect. CCPA found that out of over 200 selections claimed by the Kaunching Institute, only 171 candidates were selected and majority of these candidates had already cleared the preliminary and mains examinations on their own with no contribution from Sriram's IAS. This fact was not disclosed in Kaunching Institute's advertisement, thereby deceiving consumers. Union Minister of Fisheries, Animal Husbandry and Dairy, Rajiv Ranjan Singh, reviewed the measures taken by the department towards achieving the goal of a foot and mouth disease-free India by 2030 through vaccination. Singh highlighted that the livestock sector is crucial not only for the Indian economy, but also for the livelihoods of farmers. During the meeting, an action plan for making India FMD-free by 2030 was discussed. Singh noted that the prevalence of animal diseases, particularly FMD, is a significant barrier to the growth of the livestock sector, causing estimated economic losses of around 24,000 crore rupees per year. The minister emphasized that controlling and eradicating this disease would boost milk production, enhance farmers' livelihoods, and increase their income. And Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today inaugurated the Regional Marine Pollution Response Centre at India Coast Guard Regional Headquarters, Chennai. The Regional Marine Response Centre will facilitate coordination among countries within a region, ensuring a unified approach to oil spill response. It can mobilise a more effective response to oil spills and provide access to specialised equipment, trained personnel and technological innovation that may be beyond the capabilities of individual countries. To end the news, the headlines here again. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar says organ donation is the highest moral exemplification of human nature. Indian Medical Association writes letter to Prime Minister Narendra Modi seeking law for safety of healthcare professionals. Food Safety and Standards Authority of India launches project to combat microplastic contamination in Indian food. And Advisor to Chief Minister Abu Mehta highlights Nagaland's rich cultural heritage at Melbourne. That's all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.